Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Press the button of world peace and wipe out everything but the moon.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. When the Venezuelan-American singer, songwriter, guitarist, poet, and visual artist Devendra Banhart started making records back in the early aughts, his combination of soft singing and trippy experimental pop won him the label Freak Folk. But his new album, called Ma, is both more direct and more wide-ranging. For one thing, it features Banhart singing in several languages and contributing the cover art. Devendra Banhart's here in our studio today, and he's going to start us off by playing a song called Is This Nice?
Thank you. Is this nice? Do you like it? Would you like me to sing you this song? It begins with a question. Ooh, I just asked one, and now I'll carry on. Some days you're gonna feel there'll never again be flowers learning. Count all the way up to love. Is this real? Do I mean it? You know that I do. I wanna be here really near. I wanna really be here with you. Waking up at the bottom of the morning with an ocean soaring over you. Love's who you're thinking of when you see the moon above you, and it's the middle of the day. What will the baby be someday soon? Choose for its flower now that mommy's gone away. The grass grows and grows, the wind blows and blows. My beautiful boy, my beautiful boy. Better to understand than to be understood. Yes, this is quite good. This is quite good. Eyes floating above what will soon be all cloud. Tear in your eye. Yes, this is allowed. But you cannot give up. Music yet to be made. Must be you who's the bridge. My beautiful boy. My beautiful boy, my beautiful boy.
Devendra Banhart, live in our studio with a song called Is This Nice, starting off this live set here in our studio, and it's also the lead-off track on the record, right?
That's right, and it's also the second time that we've spoken, but the first time we've met in person, so thanks for having me, and it's nice to literally see you. But I like to take it in stages, too. You know, first time we meet, it's just, you know, we just, from a distance, their voices. Second time in person,
So the last time Devendra was on our show, he was serving as our South by Southwest correspondent.
That's right.
In Austin,
Texas,
back in 2013.
I got fired from that gig just as I reached for the mic.
I like the title, Ma, for this. I mean, Mommy appears in this song, and the idea
mommy
of...
Mommy appears in this song.
I mean, literally, the word mommy, you know, but the image of mother, maternal love is something that repeats. But there's also this Japanese concept of ma,
mm-hmm.
Which I assume is a duality that you intended.
It was. Ma is also a philosophical term for space, and really maybe the space between actual notes are contributors to the song itself. An example of ma is let's say, a cup that's empty, but its essence is actually the space inside of it.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea of negative space.
Yeah, to use being just a real... just as important as the thing itself,
right.
Or, you know, the idea of that silence being just as important as the notes.
So you sing in both Spanish and English, as you have done, but there's also a little bit of Japanese singing. Is there a Japanese connection? Is there a thread woven through this record?
Just an unrequited love that I've got. That's about it. But there's a couple references to some of my favorite composers, like Ryuichi Sakamoto and Hiromi Hosono.
From the Yellow Magic Orchestra.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
groundbreaking electronic band of
One of the greats. Yeah. One of the great, bands and composers. Both of them, and Yuhei Takashida as well. But Harumi Hosono in particular has been a huge influence and inspiration, given his entire career, the amount of music, the amount of different types of music. And the experimenting that he's done has always been a tremendous source of inspiration for me and for so many people, anybody who knows his music. And on the record, there's a couple of just little nods of, I suppose, I'm trying to maybe show off, saying, hey, I know about his music. But really, it's also an expression of gratitude. He has a song where it's all in Japanese, but at one point in English, he says, country music. And so we kind of reversed it on a song where it's, the chorus is I'm just singing country music in Japanese.
Kantori ongaku.
Kantori ongaku.
Kantori ongaku.
But really, it's about the following line, which is shikata ga nai, which is kind of like c'est la vie.
Yeah.
And in the United States, our version is it is what it is, which is our expression of acceptance.
Right.
So you're stuck in traffic. You you know, you trip over and fall and spill your yogurt, your hot boiling yogurt you were so excited to eat, and you just go, shikata ga nai. You know, it cannot be helped.
Right.
So it's a good tool. It's a good tool because all day long, we're basically in traffic, dropping things, spilling things, and getting bad news all day long.
Right.
So we need tools, and one of them is that.
Well, now, speaking of bad news...
this is that is the best introduction I've ever gotten. The most honest one.
So where does your mom live now? She's not still in Venezuela, is she?
She's not in Venezuela, but my aunts and uncles, cousins, and my brother, unfortunately, are there. Unfortunately, it's unfortunate that all Venezuelans are in Venezuela right now.
Yeah. I mean, that has gone from being a kind of political nightmare to a full-blown humanitarian crisis.
It has. And it's happening at this very moment. It's been going on. It's been going, it's been progressing towards this.
Or regressing.
For over 20 years. Yeah. Or regressing, yes. Plummeting, you know, it's been kind of moving towards this apocalyptic place where at this exact moment, it's really at a, we're just holding our breath, waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's at a real gridlock, and this is based on the people that I speak to that are there. We're just kind of waiting for something to happen. And of course, there's pessimism because, well, beyond that, there's this hope, and there's this optimistic things are finally going to change because it's been going downhill for quite some time. You know, corruption and the exploitation of the land and the people of that country has been going on for over 20 years. But the feeling that something is really going to change hasn't actually been in the air till now. So this isn't something to be optimistic about. The pessimism is in the fear that it's not going to happen in a peaceful way.
Right. Or quickly enough to save people's lives. Because now you're talking about people who don't have access to medicine and basic food stuffs
at
times.
And that's why I think it should be viewed through the funnel of I mean, politicians, if only they knew how to behave like human beings, and if only human beings knew how to behave as if they, like a soul. Because from the lens of this global political situation, it's extremely complicated.
Yeah.
It's like Russia and China are involved and the rest. So it's very, very complicated. But through the lens of a human being, it's very simple.
Yeah.
People need medicine. They need food. They need electricity. Things that
that we take for granted.
People do not have that. Yeah. And they, we take for granted. And so there's this mass exodus of people trying to flee.
Mm-hmm. But your brother and your aunts and uncles, they can't get out, or they want to stay?
They're just sitting it out, seeing what's going to happen.
I see.
They're in that they're in that liminal space of really hoping that something will change, not wanting to leave. It's their home. No one wants to leave their home. Right. Can you imagine? You're told you have to leave immediately.
Well, and I think it's interesting to point out that in the video for the song we've mentioned, Kantori Ongaku, you do appear in the colors of the Venezuelan flag. You have the red shirt, the blue shorts, the yellow tights.
Well, it's, of course. And I love Venezuela. Yeah. I love the people of Venezuela. And it's a show of support for something that is so, a place that has been a mother to me, you know.
Right.
But I will also say that not only do they not want to leave, people don't want to leave their homes. It's also actually impossible for many people.
Right.
My brother, he knows that he's got a ticket anywhere he wants to go. Obviously, he's invited to my house or anywhere you want to go. And this is what I've said to him, but he can't because of visa issues. So it's also very, very difficult. It's not so easy to just get up and go. But the reality has been for countless thousands of people, I'm just going to get what I can carry and try to make it across the border.
Into Colombia.
Hopefully things will be better there. So it's really, this is a global issue. It's a critical issue. It's happening right now. It's very important that people don't forget about it. It's not just a headline that lasts about a week. Because once things actually do change, then the reconstruction of the entire infrastructure is going to take some time.
Right. And this has a bearing on the record. I mean, a song like Abre las manos, open your hands, you know, it deals pretty directly with that situation at times.
To some degree. Yeah, actually, not to some degree. It's totally explicitly about the situation in Venezuela.
Yeah.
And a lot of the record is...
You sound exhausted. I'm sorry we went down that road.
It's difficult.
It is exhausting. Let me circle back to something happier, because you mentioned people like Ryuichi Sakamoto, who is a huge, huge, lifelong fan of Brazilian music. And it seems pretty clear that you are too.
Yes.
Okay. So, in addition to singing in English and in Spanish, there's a song here sung in Portuguese, right?
Yes. I love the people, love the culture, love the history, and abhor the politics. And I'm deeply embarrassed for their president.
Says the guy living in America.
Says the guy, exactly. No, we have the same thing. We have our own Bolsonaro.
Yeah.
But this is a song that's an ode to a song. I don't know anyone named Carolina. The song is called Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song by Chico Buarque.
Oh.
And Chico, one of the great songwriters and authors. And also, you know, really one of the great kind of artists that managed to be incredibly subversive in their politics in a way that was so subtle that people at the time didn't actually realize, which is so amazing and admirable and very difficult to do because it takes a real skill. He wrote Carolina. There's a million versions of it. My favorite version is by Rodrigo Amarante. And my second favorite version is by Caetano Veloso.
Mm.
Carolina, nos seus olhos fundos, guarda tanta dor, a dor de todo esse mundo. Eu já lhe expliquei que não vai dar, seu pranto não vai nada ajudar. Eu já convidei para dançar. É hora, já sei, de aproveitar.
The structure of that song is so perfect and beautiful. The architecture is so sublime. And the lyrics are so perfect. So beautiful. So beautiful. So it's a song about that song and how I want to hear that song. And about how embarrassed I am that I don't speak Portuguese. That's how it ends. Basically, I'm singing Portuguese about how I don't know how to sing or speak Portuguese, which I don't.
Oh, okay.
Really portuñol, you know.
So I've I've led you down a path towards playing that song, but that's not the one you were prepared to play, is it?
No, but I'll play that one. Let's do that.
Okay. All right.
And if I mess up, it's your fault. You're going to owe me.
Carolina. So this is your song. It's not the Chico Buarque.
Correct.
But yeah. It's your kind of, it's an answer song, perhaps.
Sure. It's just, yeah.
Well, the good thing is, if you do mess up, it's in Portuguese. We won't know the difference.
We won't know the difference. Exactly. So, and I'm also playing guitar in Portuguese. So right. Yeah. If I mess up, it's just an interesting way of playing Portuguese style guitar.
So we're kind of freestyling here.
So Carolina. Yes, I'm going to play.
Carolina is the song. Devendra Banhart with us in the studio. All right, Devendra Banhart, you can stop shaking your fist at me because that was beautiful. Played on the spur of the moment, Carolina. You'll find it on the new album called Ma, which is out on Friday. The 10th album from Devendra Banhart and featuring, as I said before, your own cover art. This has been a busy year for you. I mean, before the album, there was a book of, like a chapbook of your poetry, right?
Yeah, a little book of poems. Yeah.
and a book of your ink drawings.
So. A book of drawings and a book of poems. And hopefully another book soon. Working on a book of photographs at the moment. And another book of poems. But actually, my house was robbed about a month ago. And they took my laptop, and it had the second book of poems in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I didn't back anything up. And so, you know, sometimes the universe becomes, you know, your editor. And so it was, you know, it's just a sand painting and time to start from scratch.
Wow. So do you know when you're writing something down on paper, whether it's lyrics for a song or a poem?
It seems that poems are lyrics that don't need any music for support. So that's how you discern what goes where.
Uh-huh.
You've got the notebook and you've got the lines, and you go, okay, do you need, can you just stand there? Just stand there.
Right.
You know, do you need clothing, let's say, so to speak, or do you need a platform, or do you need something to lean on? Some support system. Do you need support? Do you need support of music? Or can you kind of just stand there? And so I think that's how I kind of choose.
And with the visual art, are there connections? I mean,
But the other thing is, I really dislike rhyming poetry, personally. And so that's also the thing. Oh, does this rhyme? I guess it becomes a song.
I see.
Yeah.
So things like repetition or, you know, different plays of meter will lead you to think more musically, maybe?
To some degree. Yeah. To some degree.
Okay.
I wish I did either of those well. That was what I was thinking. No need to say that.
Self-deprecation becomes self-delusion at a certain point. You obviously do these things very well.
Right out of the womb into self-delusion, I'll tell you that.
But do you find parallels between some of the visual, I mean, for example, the art on the cover of Ma, did that come from the same source of inspiration as the songwriting?
I think when a record's done, it's the only time that those two kind of worlds intersect in terms of the visual discipline versus writing and making music. I kind of spend half the year writing an album and the other half painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the process of recording the album takes up sometimes years.
Right.
But in that space of just producing and just kind of accumulating all the materials that either go into an art show or into an album, they don't really intersect. They're kind of a break from each other. Only when a record is done do you kind of say, okay, time to do the cover. And what does this cover, what does this music look like? What does the album look like? What's going to best represent the contents of this object? And for this record, it was an oil painting of these flowers kind of floating in a void, I suppose.
Hmm. So that idea, again, of negative space. Mm. Yeah. Ma. Yeah. And so it was something you had already done. It wasn't something that you did specifically?
No, it was something specifically
done. Oh, it was?
For the album. And then it comes with a poster that has a much brighter version of those flowers.
Okay. So Ma is the name of the record. And, you know, that tag Freak Folk still kind of follows you around all these years later. But this really does, the songwriting here does seem much more straightforward.
Freak Folky than ever. And I agree. And I'm so happy that you brought that up, because I am Freak Folk till...
Well, you know, there are one or two. I mean, Now All Gone is still a little trippy, I think, you know, in its...
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, trippy's good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really don't have a problem with Freak Folk. Yeah, yeah. I definitely, at the airport, they're like, well, so you've got a guitar. What do you do? I say Freak Folk. And they go, we're going to have to search you. So actually, it doesn't really, that backfires. But, you know, I will say this. It's difficult to answer a question when you're wearing such fabulous socks. How could you do that to me? I thought we were friends. Distracting me with these fabulous socks.
My lobster socks.
Lobster socks. And it's also a very well color coordinated outfit. The whole getup. But let's point out that these socks have these beautiful red lobster. Are these red lobster socks? Did you get them at the franchise?
I have no idea where I got these.
They're great.
They just magically appear in my drawer. I wear them.
They're really nice. They're really nice.
And as for color coordinating, complete coincidence.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great.
That's all way, way beyond me. So, but you look terrific. Are you sporting new?
Thank you. You got the point of my entire yes. compliment. I didn't mean anything I just said. I just waiting.
Just waiting for the waiting for the
and
return.
And this whole time looking at
the return serve. Yes. Are you sporting any new tattoos, or are these?
No, just the regular stick-ons that I apply before every public appearance.
Do you have a Ma? Do you have...
I have my mother's initials, actually. One of the first stick and pokes I ever gave myself on a tour many, many years ago with a musician named Shushu, who I still think is a fabulous composer. But I got my mom's initials on my ankle, and I sent that to her, and she was happy to see that. That's kind of how you get around getting a tattoo, and your parents don't want you to. You just, right. That's the classic thing. Yep. You get their initial or something.
Mom or ma, yeah. or in this case, the actual initials. So since I completely shot your set list to hell a couple of minutes ago, I don't know what you want to play next. We had October 12 or Taking a Page.
You know, Taking a Page is this orchestrated song with all these things happening. So it's kind of fun to play the more stripped down version of it. Plus, I don't really know how to play it so well. So, on the theme of going with the flow, let's do that one.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind. Okay. I actually like this song a lot.
Let's do Taking a Page.
Then. All right. Devendra Banhart performing live here in our new sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast.
Trying for the pads, just pads. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, here we go.
I can see it in the way that you are the painted flowers in the big parade. Flowers in the big parade. Deep inside your heart, staring at the sky, calling out the shapes clouds make as they pass by. And first they thank you by pulling out your tongue. Then you apologize for being where you're from. But I could hear the animals painted on the cave, and I was taking a page from my own mistakes. It was an empty book until I took a look. I was taking a page from all the time I spend with a vanity that knows no end. The many unknown thrills hard to translate, but time, you're all the time, elegant heart rate. And she would look at her non-linear as she reaches in her pocket to find all of humankind. I'm in my free Tibet shirt that's made in China, with evolution's last jumping off point behind. Yeah, but I've got an infinity of things left to refuse, and I was taking a page from Carole King. You're so far away, doesn't anybody stay? I was taking a page from remembering. There's so many things right there under my skin. Ooh. Wandering through a world neither of us understands. And when you think you just can't stand it, zoom out and see the planet. 'Cause love's a little bit like crowd surfing in an empty club. Yeah, that's a little bit like something a lot like love. But things could really be much worse
at least their smiley face. Oh, but I can't take no more guitar solo or car chase. Words tend to mean the most in songs that are just music. You ever think that colors say, hey, who's your favorite human? But I was stranded in the place of my favorite details, and I was taking a page from my imaginary life, where I'm a good housewife. Yeah, it sounds nice. I was taking a page from never feeling like I was a girl or a guy, but I had to try.
Devendra Banhart, live here in our studio with Taking a Page from the new album called Ma. The version on the record is great because it's got all this, you know, production and all these different tone colors and stuff. But to hear it like this, you know, you actually get, there's like tons of turns of phrase that I wasn't getting, you know, first time through. I love the line about, you know, done with guitar solos. Says the guy who appended a guitar solo to the beginning of the song. Very nicely done.
Thanks for letting me ruin your show. And it's nice to see you again.
December 5th, you'll be back here in New York playing at Brooklyn Steel. So that'll be the next chance we have to see you. Devendra, congratulations on Ma. It's a terrific record. And thank you so much for playing for us today.
Congratulations on your socks, and thank you so much for, again, letting me loiter, and it's an honor.
Great.
Thanks,
fun.
Man.
What I right now believe is not actually fixed in reality, and so
that'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
In order to win, desire's the house we're all still living.